Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. World leaders have given themselves over to the practice of appearing to do something about a problem rather than doing something. They have done so with such enthusiasm and for so long now they no longer seem to be aware that they're doing it. The reasons are obvious. Doing something is invariably expensive and involves choosing between something and something else, which angers all the supporters of something else. USA is number one in this practice, of course, but we have taught the rest of the world well. Almost everybody is doing it now, as illustrated wonderfully by the just-completed COP26 United Nations Conference on not dealing with, climate change. Appointing a climate czar is not the same thing as fighting climate change. Having all the climate czars from all the countries in the world fly in their private jets to Scotland to discuss reducing carbon emissions does nothing to reduce carbon emissions. COP26 tried mightily to appear as if it were being stingy with pollution. It ostentatiously served locally sourced vegetarian haggis. That's got to be an oxymoron, right? Pointed out that the toilets were very thrifty with flushing water, and insisted that everyone reuse their coffee cups. Yet the conference was responsible for more carbon pollution than any of the previous 25 conferences, twice as much as the previous two, and more than four times the emissions of the three before that. The point of the conference is to agree on ways to reduce carbon emissions. So it begins, of course, with a review of what member nations are emitting now. Guess what? They lied. The Washington Post found on examining the reports of 196 countries that almost all of them lied about their carbon emissions, under-reporting them by as little as 8.5 to as much as 13.3 billion tons. The conference glittered with self-congratulatory pledges of what one or another country would do at some time in the future. Most such pledges made in the past have been broken. The attendees congratulated themselves on coming to a specific agreement on fossil fuels. It was the first of the 26 conferences to mention coal in its official proceedings. Sorry, I should have warned you to put on your head vise to prevent explosion. And what agreement was reached? To effect a phase-down of unabated coal. The original draft said phase-out, but that was regarded as too strong. What the word unabated means in this context is way beyond me. Pledges and promises abounded to give more money to poor countries that are suffering from a problem they did not cause, to revisit and strengthen previous pledges and promises. Don't you love it? Revisit and strengthen. The technique. There was near hysteria when China, which did not bother to attend the conference, and the United States officially agreed toward the end of the conference to work on, and I quote, enhanced climate actions. There, that ought to take care of it. The Los Angeles Times called COP26 a colossal failure. The Week called it a naive fantasy. Greta Thunberg called it a greenwash campaign. But mostly, the industrial media clapped one hand and said the attendees appeared to make progress. That's right, that's the word. Appeared. Well played, ladies and gentlemen.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.